The LifeSpring Media family of programs are made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. Thank you.
Hi, welcome. This is the LifeSpring Family Bible, and I'm Steve Webb, your host. This is episode number 199, and today we'll be reading Luke chapters 14 and 15. Let's begin. Luke chapter 14. Now one Sabbath, when Jesus went to dine at the house of a leader of the Pharisees, they were watching him closely. There, right in front of him, was a man suffering from dropsy. So Jesus asked the experts in religious law and the Pharisees, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath or not?" But they remained silent. So Jesus took hold of the man, healed him, and sent him away. Then he said to them, "Which of you, if you have a son or an ox that has fallen into a well on a Sabbath day, will not immediately pull him out?" But they could not reply to this. Then when Jesus noticed how the guests chose the places of honor, he told them a parable. He said to them, "When you are invited by someone to a wedding feast, do not take the place of honor, because a person more distinguished than you may have been invited by your host. So the host who invited both of you will come and say to you, 'Give this man your place.' Then, ashamed, you'll begin to move to the least important place. But when you're invited, go and take the least important place, so that when your host approaches, he will say to you, 'Friend, move up here to a better place.' Then you will be honored in the presence of all who share the meal with you. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted." He said also to the man who had invited him, "When you host a dinner or a banquet, don't invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or rich neighbors, so you can be invited by them in return and get repaid. But when you host an elaborate meal, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind. Then you'll be blessed, because they cannot repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." When one of those at the meal with Jesus heard this, he said to him, "Blessed is everyone who will feast in the kingdom of God." But Jesus said to him, "A man once gave a great banquet and invited many guests. At the time for the banquet, he sent his slave to tell those who had been invited, 'Come, because everything is now ready.' But one after another, they all began to make excuses. The first said to him, 'I've bought a field and I must go out and see it. Please excuse me.' Another said, 'I've bought 5 yoke of oxen and I'm going out to examine them. Please excuse me.' Another said, 'I just got married and I cannot come.' So the slave came back and reported this to the master. Then the master of the household was furious, and he said to his slave, 'Go out quickly to the streets and alleys of the city and bring in the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame.' Then the slave said, 'Sir, what you instructed has been done, and there's still room.' So the master said to his slave, 'Go out to the highways and country roads and urge people to come in, so that my house will be filled. For I tell you, not one of those individuals who were invited will taste my banquet.' Now large crowds were accompanying Jesus, and turning to them, he said, 'If anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry his own cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, wanting to build a tower, doesn't sit down first and compute the cost to see if he has enough money to complete it? Otherwise, when he's laid a foundation and is not able to finish the tower, all who see it will begin to make fun of him. They will say, 'This man began to build and was not able to finish.' Or what king, going out to confront another king in battle, will not sit down first and determine whether he's able with 10,000 to oppose the one coming against him with 20,000? If he cannot succeed, he will send a representative while the other is still a long way off and ask for terms of peace. In the same way, therefore, not one of you can be my disciple if he does not renounce all his own possessions. Salt is good, but if salt loses its flavor, how can its flavor be restored? It is no value for the soil or for the manure pile. It is to be thrown out. The one who has ears to hear had better listen." Luke chapter 15. Now all the tax collectors and sinners were coming to hear him. But the Pharisees and the experts in the law were complaining, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." So Jesus told them this parable. Which of you, if he has 100 sheep and loses one of them, would not leave the 99 in the open pasture and go look for the one that is lost until he finds it? Then when he has found it, he places it on his shoulders, rejoicing. Returning home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, telling them, "Rejoice with me, because I've found my sheep that was lost." I tell you, in the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who have no need to repent. Or what woman, if she has 10 silver coins and loses one of them, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search thoroughly until she finds it? Then, when she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I've found the coin that I had lost." In the same way, I tell you, there is more joy in the presence of God's angels over one sinner who repents. Then Jesus said, "A man had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, 'Father, give me the share of the estate that will belong to me.' So he divided his assets between them. After a few days, the younger son gathered together all he had and left on a journey to a distant country, and there he squandered his wealth with a wild lifestyle. Then, after he had spent everything, a severe famine took place in that country, and he began to be in need. So he went and worked for one of the citizens of that country, who sent him to his fields to feed pigs. He was longing to eat the carob pods the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. But when he came to his senses, he said, 'How many of my father's hired workers have food enough to spare, but here I am dying from hunger? I will get up and go to my father and say to him, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me like one of your hired workers."' So he got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long way from home, his father saw him, and his heart went out to him. He ran and hugged his son and kissed him. Then his son said to him, "Father, I've sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son." But the father said to his slaves, "Hurry, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let us eat and celebrate, because this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." So they began to celebrate. Now his older son was in the field. As he came and approached the house, he heard music and dancing. So he called one of the slaves and asked what was happening. The slave replied, "Your brother's returned, and your father has killed the fattened calf because he got his son back safe and sound." But the older son became angry and refused to go in. His father came out and appealed to him, but he answered his father, "Look, these many years I have worked like a slave for you, and I have never disobeyed your commands. Yet you never gave me even a goat so that I could celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours comes back, who has devoured your assets with prostitutes, you killed a fattened calf for him." Then the father said to him, "Son, you're always with me, and everything that belongs to me is yours. It was appropriate to celebrate and be glad, for your brother was dead and is alive. He was lost and is found." And that, my friend, is called the story of the prodigal son, which you probably know. But really, the story is not so much about the prodigal son, but it's about the son who stayed. Because remember, Jesus was talking to the religious leaders. He was talking to the Pharisees, the ones who considered themselves to be worthy of inheriting the kingdom of God, the ones who thought themselves above the sinners. And so the story was really told for them. This son who stayed became indignant when the father welcomed back the son who had sinned. Have you looked at it that way before? Well, thank you so much for joining me today. It's been a pleasure being with you. I look forward to it each and every day.